Case number 9639, Mr. and Mrs. Darrell Spurlock, north of Route 54, east of Blue Teal, being Lot 19, Block B, within Swan Keys Development, a variance from side yard setback requirement.
Hi, state your name and address.
Naomi Spurlock, 37018 Blue Teal Road in Selbyville.
Darrell Spurlock, 37018 Blue Teal Road, Swan Keys, Fennec Island.
Place your hands. You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes. Hi, my
Good
name
evening.
Is Naomi Spurlock. This is my husband, Darrell. We're requesting a variance for our property in Swan Keys. Our lot at 37018 is 40 by 100. We are going to remove the trailer that's on it at this point, and we'd like to put a new trailer on it. The size of the trailer is 24 by 54, and our lot is 40 by 100. So we're requesting a variance on the one side. The south side. It's a setback. The one side of the trailer would be 10 feet, which is meets the requirement, but the other side would be 6 feet, and that's where our variance. We're requesting a variance on the set. What's it called? Setback.
Side yard. Setback.
Side yard setback.
Where will the access to the structure be? Front and rear.
The side and the rear.
Which side?
South side.
The entrances, is that what you're saying? It's in the north side and the east side.
So there'd be no other encroachments on the south side where you're asking for the variance?
One side, the south side.
Yeah, that's the only one, mm-hmm. Just that one side. There are a lot of mobile homes in the park on the 40 by 100 that are 24 feet wide.
Mr. Chairman, if you notice, there's not a phone number, so I couldn't inquire.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if they'll have an AC unit on that side with the variance. If they are, I would probably suggest they put it on the other side so they didn't have to come back in. You didn't give. There's no phone number on your application, so I couldn't contact you.
For no phone number?
If there was
number?
Anything else that's going to be on that side of where you're asking the variance.
Like there will not be any steps. No. No,
AC unit, heater.
Yeah, the AC unit will be on the south side.
Oh, okay.
There will be no
yeah.
steps.
Is that the 6 foot side?
That's the 6 foot side.
Okay, so you
yes.
got a problem there because if they're within that 6 foot, then you're going to be off. You're going to be back here.
This was advertised as a side yard.
Not for the ordinance, for the AC unit.
Mm-mm.
But you don't know today how much it's going to be.
Yeah, I just didn't have a phone number to contact you.
I'm sorry, I filled it out. We didn't put a phone number on there?
Mm.
Okay.
Did you put it on the north side?
I have a number.
Can you put it on the north side?
I mean,
it was only advertised for a side yard, so it wasn't advertised
the
for
the
any particular.
The only question is how far, how much you would need to
mm-hmm.
consider.
What type of air conditioning unit is it? Is it all in one, or is it separate components?
It's
inside?
A self-contained unit.
Self-contained.
Mr. Chairman, they're normally encroached 3 feet. They never usually any more than that. But not knowing, I
yeah, that might be tight for self-contained.
At four. Okay.
Be able to put it on the north side.
Pardon?
You wouldn't be able to put it on the north side.
That's the front of the house.
The north side? No, that's
side.
The side.
Yeah, the north side is the other side. I don't know.
We'd have to talk to the electrician. I don't think there's a problem.
We can leave the record open so that you can report back to the office as to how much further encroachment there would be.
For the air
are you talking about the size of the air conditioner?
Yeah.
How much? In other words, you're asking to encroach 4 feet into the setback with the mobile home itself.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you put an air conditioner on there, that's got a further encroachment.
Well, actually, it's 6 feet, and it the air conditioner would be.
The air conditioner's not even 3 feet.
Well, two and a half feet.
Well, it would be in your best interest that we leave it open so you can report back to the office as to how much additional space would be needed.
Okay. And where do we need to call?
Just call me at Planning and Zoning. Call for Dawn.
Your name is Dawn? Okay. Planning and?
Zoning, yes.
Okay.
And that's provided there's not anyone in opposition or whatnot.
I understand. I can't believe I didn't put a phone number on there.
Again, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further question, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we leave the public hearing open for the purpose of the applicant to report back what additional variance would be needed for the heating and air conditioning unit in case number 9,639, and that the applicant provide that prior within a week.
We'll call tomorrow.
So that we can put this on the next regular hearing. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Will we need to come back then? Oh,
no.
Okay.
That's the only thing it's open for.
Okay, thank you.
No comment or anything.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion? I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we leave case number 9,639 open to our next regular meeting for the following stipulation. So the applicant can send in the dimensions of the size for the heating and air condition. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give me your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
We'll call you tomorrow.
Okay. Case number 9640.